Welcome to the Cost Aggregation Authority series from My Cost Aggregation. Today we are covering Treasury Regulation 1.263A-3. This is the tangible property regulation, and it connects to your cost aggregation study in ways most property owners do not expect. When you start with the core question this regulation answers, when you spend money on a building, do you have to capitalize it and depreciate it over many years, or can you deduct it right now? This is not a small question. Imagine you replace the HVAC on your building for $80,000. If that is a capital improvement, you add it to your depreciation schedule and write it off over 39 years. If it is a repair, you deduct all $80,000 in the year you pay for it. That is a big difference. Regulation 1.263A-3 gives you the tests to answer that question. There are three of them. The first is the betterment test. Did the work make the property or a system within it meaningfully better than it was before? Not just restored to its prior state, but actually improved beyond that? If yes, it is a capital improvement. The second is a restoration test. Did the work rebuild something that had been retired, written off, or fully depreciated? If the old component was already gone from the books, replacing it is a restoration, which is a capital cost. The third is the adaptation test. Did the work change the property for a new or different use? Converting a warehouse to apartments, for example, or repurposing a retail space for industrial production, that kind of change is a capital improvement. If the work you did does not meet any of those three tests, it is likely a deductible repair. You deduct it now. Now, here is where your cost segregation study becomes important beyond just the initial classification. The regulation defines building systems. HVAC is one system, plumbing is another. Electrical, elevators, escalators, fire protection, security, gas distribution, each is its own unit for analysis. When you replace an entire system, you apply the betterment and restoration test to that system, not to the whole building. Your study identifies those systems and assigns costs to them. That data supports the repair versus improvement analysis. The other application is partial disposition. Say you replace the roof. The old roof had some unrecovered depreciation left. Under these regulations, you can elect to write off that unrecovered cost in the year you replace it, rather than waiting for it to finish depreciating over the rest of its original schedule. That is a partial disposition deduction. To claim it, you need to know what the old component cost. Your cost segregation study breaks out the building into its parts and assigns cost to each. That data makes partial disposition claims possible. This is why modern cost segregation studies are more than a one-time reclassification. They build a permanent asset record. Every time you improve, replace, or retire a component of your building, that record supports better tax decisions. Faster deductions now. Partial disposition deductions when things are replaced. Regulation 1.263A-3 is the authority that makes all of that work together. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. The full authority library is in your report.